This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel. Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel. Hamashkim Koydim Ar Hayayim. Somebody who gets up before daybreak. Lomoid. Mevarach Berchas HaTorah. He makes Berchas HaTorah. Ve'einoid Sarech Lachsar Ulevarach Kishayelcha Beisak Nesas. He doesn't have to make another Berchas HaTorah. Even though we learned that if somebody's up all night, then there's a suffix, maybe you have to make another Berchas HaTorah, because every day requires another Berchas HaTorah. But when you get up in the morning, that's when the new day starts, basically. Hamashkim Koydim Ar Hayom. Somebody who gets up before daybreak. This was the Shiloh we were discussing yesterday after the Shir. The question was, are you allowed to make Berchas HaShachar before Alois HaShachar? We know you're not allowed to do Mitzvahs Hayoim before Alois HaShachar. You can't take a lulav and esrog, you can't blow shofar, you can't do milah. Are you allowed to say Berchas HaShachar? You can't daven shachris. Berchas HaShachar, you're allowed. So we said, where is this halacha? It's tomorrow's. We're doing it now. Hamashkim koidim or hayoim. Mevarech kol seder habrachis. If you get up before daybreak, you could make all the whole arrangement of brachos, chutz mi berchas hanoisein lasech vivina, except for Hashem gives the intellect understanding, because it's not yet the time to differentiate between night and day, because it's still the night. Also, uparshas hatamid, also the parshas of the tamid. See, I wasn't expecting that, because he says you can make all the brachos, except for hanoisein lasech vivina, but parshas tamid is not a bracha. But I guess it's part of the Seder of Tefilas HaBoiker before Pesukah the Zimra. So the Mechaber says, you don't say Parshat Tamid. Why? Sheyamtin mil amrat sheyayam. Wait until the day. Which is very reasonable, because the saying of the Karmanat Tamid is in lieu of bringing it. So you're not going to say it until you actually bring it. You're not going to say it until it's the appropriate time to bring it. Says the Rama, Hagol, Chachilu Yitol Yadav Kodim Shivarech Lamaid. Chachilu, you should wash your hands before you learn, before you make a bracha to learn. Meaning, even though you're not washing the Tils Yadayim yet, because you're going to wait for that until, in other words, you're not going to make the bracha of the Tils Yadayim yet, because you've got a ways to go before you're washing for Tvila, because it's you know, Kodim Sheyar Hayoim. But nevertheless, you should wash your hands. If you don't have water, you can learn, you can make a bracha without washing. Like any other bracha, that there's no din, that stam yodayim are kosher for brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes, Mevarech Berchas HaTorah. You make Berchas HaTorah if you wake up before dawn. V'yafim chazar v'yashin acher kach shenas keva koydim or hayoim oy bayoim ein tzarech lachsu levarech. Wow. Let's say you get up 2 a.m. You have a 2-hour seder until 4 a.m. like most people, and then you go back to sleep for an hour. Do you have to make another Berchas HaTorah when you get up in the morning? So I would have said, what do you mean? Even if you nap during the day, many Achroinim say, and the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch brings a day it's a hefsek. And the Gra and the Chai Adam say it's a hefsek. Here it's not a hefsek. I guess it's going lefi the minhag, that sleeping during the day is not a hefsek. Even sleeping before dawn, you don't have to make another bracha. Ki mistama daita sh'adam liftar bebracha zu ad shenas halayla sh'acharav. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chol zeh lefi hayesh armim shebesif yud aleph." This is all according to the Shita and Sif Yud Aleph that sleep is not a bracha. Av lefi ma shekasavnu sham da'af b'shnas keva bayom hamavarch lahifsid kol shekain b'zeh shahayoyashin shnas keva kodem ayar damavarch lahifsid. Wow! So listen to this: if somebody wakes up 2 a.m., they learn for 2 hours. And they go back to sleep, you've got a good case, you should make Berchas HaTorah. Hear this? You get up at 2 a.m. You learn for an hour. You can't learn without Birchas HaTorah. You slept that night. You make Birchas HaTorah. Now you're going back to sleep before Shachas. You're dead tired. You get up in the morning. I don't see how you could get out of Birchas Torah out of this one. Because even if you take a nap during the day, it's really not Pashut. The Chai Adam says you got to make a bracha. The Gras says you got to make a bracha. Okay, we're soimich on the Minhag HaOlam. But now you said the first Birchas HaTorah before dawn. And now it's a new day. And you slept. Hamavarich Lehifsid. Hamavarich Lehifsid. That's a good one. That is a good one. Okay, Sivkat and Lamed.
Does that also mean on Leil Shavuos then?
Leil Shavuos, where you were up all night or not up all night?
No, you took a nap. After the meal, after Yom Tov meal, took a nap.
Sheinas Keva?
Yeah.
30-minute nap. So we discussed that, right? And we mentioned if somebody is going to go to sleep, then when the morning when you get up, you take a nap. You want to know, do you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning? Avada, you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger.
No, then, at midnight.
No.
No, because you haven't got dawn yet.
No, you don't have the dawn. New day. Yes.
Right. Why is that different than any Shinas Keva that I'm roughly hifsed, we said? Any nap during the day before you would say it.
This is a Kol Shekein. What's the Kol Shekein? The Kol Shekein is there's a new day here. The new day came. You never made a Birchas HaTorah in this new day. Your Birchas HaTorah was made Kodem Sheyar Hayom. So therefore, there are two reasons why you should make Birchas HaTorah. Number one, you slept a Sheinas Keva. And number two, there's a new dawn, and you haven't gotten a Birchas HaTorah yet into today.
You got the Yeager's case of Shavuos night.
Same thing. It's you don't have the Kol Shekein in Rabbi Yeager's case. Right, in Rabbi Yeager's case, you would not make Birchas HaTorah. Unless you want to rely on the Chai Adam and the... Okay, Sivkat Delamen, Koidem Ar Hayom, Vafilu B'mashkim Achar Chatzos Laila, Le'eza Inyan. Let's say like this. You set your alarm for 1 a.m. Why? Because, Chveis, you wanted to check on something. You have some business overseas. You wanted to check something. So you got up at 2 a.m. And you can go back to sleep for another 4 hours. You can make all of these brachas again. You don't have to make them again when you get up in the morning. Again, Birchas HaTorah. I would say if somebody gets up in the middle of the night to do business, I'm not saying that's recommended, and they're not going to learn, they should not make Birchas HaTorah. Because if you make Birchas HaTorah, you're getting involved in a shiloh when you get up in the morning again. Now, you know, you got too much of Hamavarich Lo Hifsid to put yourself in that situation. If you're going to learn, you have no choice. You can't learn without Birchas HaTorah. But if you're not going to, you know, you're getting up, I don't know what, you're getting up to see, you know, the eclipse of the moon, you know, that happens once every 57 years. So, you see it? I would have made Birchas HaTorah. Okay. Levad Birchas Elokai Neshama Yom Rabli Chasima. Except Elokai Neshama, you make without Hamachazir Neshamas of Garmesim. The Hamavir Sheno Yom Rabli Haskaras Hashem. Hamavir Sheno, you don't say Hashem's name. The Acher Kach Kishiyakum Abaket. Then when you get up in the morning, Yomer Oisan Bahaskar Hashem Umachas Karoi. Then you can make those brachas with Shem Umachas properly. Va'ayin Beber Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that if the first time you got up, you said Elokai Neshama Ma'aver Sheina properly, then the Pri Chadash holds that you make these two brachas again when you get up the second time. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph. So somebody gets up before daybreak, he can make all the brachos except for Hanoisein Lasach Vivina. Says the Holy Mishnah Berurah Achronim Meskim Shagam Brachos Zu Yachal Avarech Afil Kaidim Sher Hayoim. The Achronim say not like the Mechaber, that even Hamaver Shena, excuse me, even Asher Nasan Lasach Vivino you could make. Now, are you allowed to make a Lekaina Shama and Hamaver Shena if you get up before dawn? Yeah. It's just if you're going back to sleep, you shouldn't make them. But Asher Nasan Lasach Vivino, the Achronim argue on the Mechaber. Ach Yeshua Mishachil Yeshua Shalavarchas Okadim Sher Yom. Some say lechadchila you should be careful not to make the bracha before daybreak. Imloy shama kol tarnagol, unless you hear the voice of the rooster over the yavad yatsaf. Imloy shama kol tarnagol. V'davka shabrachos mechatzis laila ve'elach. Only if you make it from chatzis enan. Avol koydim chatzis afilu b'the yavad yachsav yivarech va'afilu shama kol tarnagol va'ayim beber halacha. So the mechaber said you should wait to say parshas atamid until daybreak. Here's where there could be a nafkamina. Somebody wants to get. Let's say somebody is not such an early riser, but let's say Yemei Slichos, he's getting up early, and he knows that he's not going to have time to say Karbonos with the Tzibur. They just go too fast. So he wants to say Parshas HaTamid before daybreak. No, you shouldn't do that. Not only that, V'chol Mishnayis HaKarbonos Achrei, all the Mishnayis of Karbonos after that, Kihem Bimkoim HaKravasan, the recitation is in place of bringing them, Be'in HaKravasan El Bayoim, the HaKrava is only during the day. By the way, the Dirshu points out, going back to Simon Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that someone who doesn't have time to say Karbonos B'yoyim can say it already Belayla. This din, by certain brachos, you're now to say Belayla. Karbonos L'charchilo, you should say it B'yoyim. B'dieved, you could say it Belayla. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't remember this. The Parshas Hakiyar, Parshas Trumas Hadashin, you could say Koidem Ar Hayoim. V'im Ein Loi Pnai, Yachal Loimar Gam Parshas Karbonos Belayla. Reb Chaim says it could be, even though you're allowed to say it, you don't have a din of Kilu Hikrivam. But there's still an inyan to say them. Lil Moiru Lavarich, if you don't have water, you wipe your hands, whatever could clean them. Yodalid Noshim Avarchas Berchas HaTaira. Women make Berchas HaTaira. Says Mishabur Hatam Ayim Beber Halacha. See the Beber Halacha. Why should women make Berchas HaTaira? They're not Mechoyiv in Talmud Torah. Says Mishabur Hatam Deha Chayavis Lomayr Hadinim Shalahem. Number one, they have to learn the Halacha is relevant to them. So they have to learn Arachayim, Yaradeya, Evan Ezer, and Choshen Mishma. They only have to do the chalakim that are relevant to them. For instance, those four chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. Void the chayavis lomer parshas hakarbonos, kamo shechayavis betfila. Women are mechuyev to say karbonos. Imkein koi habracha alze. The bracha is going on karbonos. Oh, according to this, I have a good eitzah. You're up all night, shavuos night. You need someone to be moitzi you. Can a woman be moitzi a man in Berchas HaTorah? Says the Be'arachal, Fizah HaTam, Yechayla Lahoitzi Berchas HaTorah Sa'ish, V'chein Kaza Prima Gada Mehedya. But the Gra argues, the Gra says, no, that the reason why women make Berchas HaTorah is not because they're chayiv to learn their dinim. It's not because they have to say karbonos. The tam is the peti mikamang yichazvach levem tzivanu. They're always allowed to say a bracha on a mitzvah shehaz man grama that they're pater on. Why are women pater from Torah? Because it's man grama. It's the zman of the yom and the zman of the laila. But women are allowed to say vitzivanu. By the way, a big nafgamina, and according to that, they can't be moitzi a man. I'll tell you a very big nafgamina. Can a Svardi woman be moitzi a man in Berchas HaTorah? According to the first reason of the Mishnah Berurah, that women are chayv in learning their dinim, and women are chayv in karbonos, a Svardi could. According to the Gra, that the reason why women make Berchas HaTorah is because they're always allowed to say a bracha, the tzivanu, even though they're pater, svardim are not allowed to. A svardi woman may never say a bracha on a lulav, on an esrog, on sukkah, on shofar. The Rabbeinu Tam says she can't make the bracha. That's how the svardim paskin. And accordingly, Rabbi Vat, they can't say Baruch Shamar, they can't say Yishtabach, they can't say a lot of brachos. So Svardim would not be able to say Vitzi, meaning according to the second reason of the Bir Halacha, women would not be allowed to say Berachas HaTorah. You hear this? According to the Gra, Svardim could not say Berachas HaTorah. Svardi women. Rabbi Yisrael, we'll see you tomorrow. Simim Mem Ches. Baruch Vatzlacha, have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.